Or you could probably just like click and drag over the track and then just delete.
Yeah, that's what I did. All right, let me know when I click record.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
All right.
Ooh, I even heard the click, bro. That was synchronicity.
Synchronized, you mean?
Synchronicity, bro.
Sounds like Trump making up his own damn words.
Synchronicity is a word? It's not a word?
No, it's not.
I don't know what it is. I've heard that.
Are you sure?
David's educated. Ask him.
David, is that a word?
I've never heard that before.
Synchronicity.
Don't Google it.
I am, bro.
How do you spell it?
Oh, there it is. Synchronicity. SynchronicityThe simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible casual connection. Boom.
You read like Floyd Mayweather.
But man, great intro, dude. Fuck it. Welcome to the CGCG podcast. That's CGCG podcast. That's CGCG podcast. We coming through your speakers. It's that CG podcast. What up, everybody? It's your boy CG2Easy for episode 5 of the CG podcast. Man, I'm here with Tone again.
What's up, guys?
Tone, what up? And we also have our special guest today, our first guest of the show, D. Man, D, what up? Welcome to the show, man.
What up, what up, what up, everybody?
Heck yeah, dude. Appreciate you coming out, man. This is a dude that grew up with us. Super knowledgeable.
My pleasure.
Yeah, super knowledgeable on sports, super knowledgeable on everything. Like, we love to talk sports always. We love to argue. Him and Tone, I'm sure, go at it about everything.
Specifically Luka Doncic, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, that'll be a whole episode right there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. No, man, so starting off with sport. Well, starting off with sports always. But, I mean, how was your guys' week, of course? Let's start with that.
It was good. Same old shit.
Same old.
Yeah, it was work, so that sucked. But, shit, it's Friday. A couple drinks
in me,
so
there you go. Yeah, Fridays. I know, man. Hey, speaking of which, you were supposed to do it last night, and then what happened? I heard you had a crazy situation. I don't know if you could talk about it, but man, that's intense.
I can't talk about it.
Well, all right. I'm just gonna leave it at that, bro. Whatever you do, bro, we're just gonna let everybody know that you on adventures when you're out here, bro.
Yeah, it's
D's got his own adventures out here.
That's right. It was nuts. But we're going to make it through.
Hey, so we're out here. Hell yeah. We made it on Friday. We got the drinks rolling. We got the sports getting ready to talk about. I'm sure we got the attitudes ready. Tone's out here excited with his buddy, ready to debate some things.
I'm ready for you two to start yelling at each other because that's what's really going to be fun.
Well, let's start off with something chill. Let's just be chill for a second because I don't know what David's head was.
Well, we're going straight into college football and we're going to talk about this national championship.
That's
game.
What I was getting ready to say.
And I'm not chill about that.
Oh.
Well, I don't know where D's at, man. Is D, what, do you have a spot in this, D, or were you just kind of neutral on this one?
I was kind of neutral, but I mean, how do you root against, you know, Bama?
I don't know how you
do it. Football sports program in college. So, I mean, it's proven that's why they're there every year.
Well, they're all right. So let's take it easy there. Don't forget, the Longhorns have a great program.
I don't know, man. It could be argued that this is one of the greatest teams. I read it multiple times in multiple articles as I was, doing my research for this here podcast. You know, it's been said that.
I mean, I knew Ohio State had no chance to begin with. I personally wanted to see Clemson. I thought that would have been a way better
game.
Yep. Yeah, I wanted Clemson too.
Just as competitive wise to see in a game like that.
Yeah, Clemson's just better. I don't know how Ohio State even blew out Clemson.
Oh yeah, I mean Trevor alone, shit, he's still going number one, right?
Yeah,
isn't he still going number one?
Yes, he's definitely going number one. But with that, you see Urban Meyer. I know that we're kind of jumping the gun here, but Urban Meyer just signed to be the head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Urban Meyer earlier said that Trevor Lawrence is like the greatest quarterback recruit like ever. And now he's got the number one pick. He's probably going to take his guy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a done deal. You need to be fired if you don't take Trevor.
I agree 100%.
So are those two already have a relationship?
I don't know if they have a relationship, but Urban Meyer absolutely loves him.
Oh, okay.
And he's a coach and talking about him like that.
Right.
He's going to die.
And they get for. They have a top pick or they have first pick? How's that working in the NFL? They didn't know that already?
Yeah, they definitely got – so they're going to have the first pick, and they're supposed to take Trevor. But then I've seen that they had, like, 11 picks, and like six of them was in the top 100.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Yes. So the Jaguar should be able to make some, a little bit of noise next year.
Wow.
At least you got a quarterback, so that'll be
good. That's great for Jacksonville and Urban Meyer. That's awesome. So, exactly. Emilio, it's based off a record, just like everything else but the NBA. Oh, mm-hmm. No, I think, is hockey a lottery? Hockey might be a lottery too, but so it's not a lottery. It's just based on your record. But Jacksonville was like 1-15. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not a lottery type sitch. That's okay. No. Okay. So it's automatic. They're getting it, and then they have all these other picks too. So okay. And then another question. I mean, I know like a lot of everybody listening is probably already sports fans. So this is for the dummies, not dummies, but man, we learning.
Go ahead, and call yourself that.
No, man, we learning. Forget that, man. I'm on my way up. My team just won, bro. Okay, I can talk shit.
Oh, my team.
I just want to know. So when colleges like that, when college teams move up with all this talent and whatnot, like in football, since there's so many teams and so many players, do they really like do college players make a lot of noise right when they come in? Kind of like, I mean, you know, like college players make a little bit of noise coming in NBA and shit like that. But like in football, is it a different story? Do they come in and automatically make noise a lot of the time?
Some do. I think it just kind of depends, right, D? I mean, I think.
Well, I would say recently. I would say like, yeah, recently, hell yeah, because you got these guys coming in and just balling out.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just coming in is like ready to just automatically ready to go.
Yeah,
I mean, like
that wasn't like in like the 2000s.
No, you're or right.
2000, 2009. Like, too.
Saquon Barkley came in was a monster.
And is that a position thing, you think, or overall just football in general they come in? Because, I mean, I know, like, you have, like, quarterback, which is, like, a totally different position than, obviously, like, a lineman or whatever. But, like, for college, for talent-wise, I mean, is it more of a vet's positional style thing, or is it, like, anyone can be a badass coming out of college most
so
of the time?
So, my opinion is I think the quarterback position is actually kind of harder to come in and be a badass, so you don't see it as much there. But I think all the skilled positions – I mean, a lot of them can just come in and just dominate, facts. Right? I mean,
facts. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because quarterback, the game is so fast, and you got to make so many reads, you just won't be.
Way harder. You're right. Way harder.
To learn her no matter what. But I was even watching, man, I forgot what ESPN show it was, but it was Brandon Marshall, your boy Brandon Marshall.
Big fan. Big fan.
That's right. He was talking about Devontae Smith off Bama, which I wanted to touch on, but he was saying like he's like a, I don't know. He said he's supposed to be the next great receiver, and he thinks he's going to come in day one and be like,
wow, isn't he small?
No, I think he's like, well, yeah, I guess relatively small for like a Megatron.
Oh, right, your boy Emilio
Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, height wise, yeah.
He's thin, that's for sure.
Yeah. But he'll be fun once you
I mean, Tyreek Hill could be the top five receiver in the league, and he's small. Yeah, he's 6'1", 175. He ain't small at all, I guess.
Yeah, he's like 6'5". Yeah. Like
well, he won the Heisman, right? He's the one that
yeah.
won the Heisman.
Yeah,
beast. Monster. Yeah,
he's very good. I didn't realize he had just as good of a year last year as he did this year almost. Well, no, I lied. 9 touchdowns less and 600 yards less last year, but he still had a good year.
I about to say this year.
I mean, it's crazy. He had 1,800 yards and 23 touchdowns. And last year, he still had 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. So, you know, that's insane.
Brandon Marshall said that he reached out in the summer of last year. It was like, hey, it was either summer of last year or the summer before. But he was like, hey, can you get me in touch with Ocho Cinco he can, like, learn his foot routes and drills that he do and all that type of stuff. And he was like, yo, when I tell you this kid has the best aspect of all the top receivers in the game, he does. I guarantee you.
So that's a college player we're going to have to look out for.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the game that we're talking about, which we were talking about, I mean, it was a crushing, like, win for Alabama, obviously, 52-24. But like just speaking on him, I mean, he had 12 or 13 catches, went for 215 yards, and I guess he left in the third with a little injury, he had a little hand injury. So he
left like 20 seconds into the third. He did all that in the first half. It was insane.
That's nuts. That is some nuts number. That's what's up though, man. Consistency. Like obviously they're talking about him because I mean he's shown out even in high pressure national games, man. So that's what's up.
No, yeah, I think he'll be a good receiver.
I agree. I think the running backs can be good too. Najee Harris.
Yeah, Najee Harris had 178 yards combined with the rushing and receiving, 79-79, and had three total touchdowns. So, yeah, dude, heck, got him. And then Mac Jones, I mean, that three, we talked about him.
So the quarterbacks in Alabama never, like, I don't think, I mean, can you name one quarterback from Alabama, D? I can't in the NFL, you know?
No.
Oh, really? So Mac Jones is one of a kind, eh?
Well, no, they always have good ones, like, because the – the system, I guess, Nick Saban's system, but like they don't ever translate over to the NFL very well.
Oh man, so my boy Mac ain't gonna come through. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
He might, but probably not. I wouldn't bet.
Yeah, he was actually before that game, his draft
stock very low. Yeah, he's probably what, a third or fourth rounder, maybe.
I think he was like,
yeah, I think he's second,
but they said he's like first.
Oh, is he? Now. Yeah,
sure.
There's like a bunch of quarterbacks that are in the first round.
Yeah, I do hear a lot of the quarterbacks. But I thought Mac was more in the conversation. Oh well,
no,
man.
He won't be. He won't be. Yeah, he won't be up there
talking.
No, because they're actually taking Justin
before the quarterback. Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. So I guess it just doesn't really matter. Well, when you're looking at it, I guess your team is different. When you're in the NFL, you're looking for talent. You need certain things.
It's the speed of the game, like DC.
Yeah, you got to find. You got to find what's going to work for you, team wise. It's a whole different animal. I mean, would you say it's a total different animal? Obviously not. If people can translate pretty well, but I mean,
quarterback play is different.
Speed, just kind of like NBA. Well, that's what they always say. Is just the speed's different and the size. Everybody's ready to go at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, just even looking at D1 athletes, how freak of nature they are, and then you look at the NFL, it's like...
It's like the best of the freak of nature.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Like, they make an average D1 player look like a high school...
Yeah, I know. I definitely hear you. It's hard. It's hard, and it takes special players in any sport to majorly translate. I was just curious on overall... the college moving up, but no, definitely it takes in any sport. I mean, you can't take nothing away from people, from vets or people that have been in these pro sports. There's nothing to play with when it comes to that,
right?
And I think, Tony, what do you think about? I think the receivers in particular are having a quicker impact, but I also think it's because
I agree with that.
Because you coming over the middle, you're not worried about getting your shit
not anymore,
you
know? Right?
Like they. The YouTube video.
Oh, yours?
I'm talking about.
There's a YouTube video, everyone, just so you know. It's you can try to find it.
Oh, what?
Getting his shit rocked.
Hey, don't worry.
No. It's great.
You can't refer that. We're not going to put the link on the page when we put that up.
It's youtube.com /
Stop it, dude.
I recorded it already. Right. So they reported took it off.
Hey, we're all going to go report it, too. That's what we're going to do.
No, we're going to keep that up.
No, so you're saying that there's a rule difference? Is that what's different in the NFL then?
That defensive receiver rule now, you can't hit a certain part when they're going up for a catch. There's a lot of new rules. Just
that
trying
not,
to
that doesn't that does that they don't have the same rule for the young for the college.
Well, they do. It's just so they call it like targeting in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get kicked out. But, like, that's just why receivers in college can translate to the NFL easier now.
Because they get a little bit more freedom in the NFL.
I don't, it's like when you see the hits of, like, T.O. and, Jerry Rice coming across the middle and just level off, 5 yards swing.
Yeah.
You don't see that. Because you basically got to let them catch the ball. Or you gotta try to make a play on
the ball. And nine times out of ten, if you try to make a play on the ball, you're always gonna hit them early. It's gonna be a flag.
Exactly. So being a DB in the NFL right now.
Not easy.
So you gotta make sure you can take it in college first. As long as you can take it, then you can come up and move up and we'll lower it down a little bit for you. I got it. Football's a different animal, man.
Yeah. So that's it then with college football.
No, man, but moving on, man, that was the big college game that we was hyped up about. I was hyped up about my first team, even though everybody kind of knew what was going to happen, obviously, when you roll Tide.
My first team. He gets a championship.
My first championship. I might even get me a little replica ring. Do they get rings?
They do.
Yeah, I'm going to give me a little replica ring. Just to walk
you around.
I don't know. We'll see.
Rolled
no,
up.
Man, moving on. UFC Fight Night is back.
Finally, huh? It took a very long hiatus.
Yeah, and going to Dubai, huh?
Back to Dubai on Fight Island. Interesting. Okay.
So what do you got to say about this, man? Mac, we'll talk about, what is it? The main, we want to talk about the main event? You want to talk about?
I mean, there's two fights on here that'll be interesting. The one's the co-main, and it's Carlos Condit versus Matt Brown. They're both, you know, known guys, I guess. I don't really have much. It's just going to be a good fight, I think. And then, but then the main event's going to be the good one. It's Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. That'll be a, or however, Qatar. I don't know how he pronounces his name.
I like
it. Probably something weird, I'm sure.
No, I like Qatar. Sounds Qatar. Great. Yeah, it sounds but so what do you think, man? Who do you got going for? Max Holloway, of course. I mean, he's had a little rough road, hasn't he? I mean, not a rough road. I mean, if you look at it first glance, I guess his past couple fights have been, if you just look at it like without like actually watching the fights, they're, of course they're L's, but they were tough L's. Like,
yes,
you know what I mean. So I mean, go into that, man. Who do you think? Let's go into that.
I definitely have Max Holloway in this. He's just very good, and he's very good for a long time. I don't know. Well, who did he lose to last? I can't remember.
His last,
it was Volkanovski or something like that.
Was it
Volkanovski?
Oh, you know what?
No, he beat Volkanovski.
Beat him.
That was the one that was kind of controversial.
Yeah, but I think his last loss, I think, was the one I thought he won, actually. Alexander
Volkanovski?
Yeah, he won that one, the last one. It was bullcrap. I remember watching this one.
Right.
You remember that? It was like, what the hell? Like,
oh, when they thought he was going to win. He thought he was going to win, and then no, they didn't.
Yeah, that was on that huge Usman versus Masvidal card. Remember where, you know, that Jorge Masvidal guy came last minute and came and fought Usman.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good card. But, yeah, no, he definitely beat Volkanovski, but they gave it – but I don't know why they didn't give it to him. It was a terrible decision. I think that one even Dana White snapped off about.
Good. Yeah, that's what he says. He even says in a quote, 80 to 90% of the world thought I won the fight. So, ooh, he was ready. He knows he won that fight.
Yeah. So that's his
– I don't think Qatar got any chance.
I don't think so either. I think it's going to be a blowout.
Because Holloway, he's known for striking.
Right. Yeah.
Like, a lot of people consider him to be like one of the best strikers in his division.
100%. I think he might be the best striker in his division.
Yeah. Like of all time.
Him and if he was, I'm sorry. What's up?
He's featherweight, right?
Yeah, they're in the featherweight division.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, he's definitely tough, and like he's one of them that has been through battles. You know what I mean? He's proven himself before, and the, like I said, the L's that he's taken, they haven't been like without notice. Like if you just count L's, then yes, obviously it looks bad to have like, I think it's what, the three of his last four or something like that.
Yeah, but like you said,
it's definitely, if you watch those fights though, he's still fighting. It's not like you can't count him out ever, not now.
Even the matchup I think favors Holloway though, because Qatar, from what I understand, he's a great boxer,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think his boxing is going to outweigh Holloway's strike. But if I feel like Qatar was like more of a ground game or jiu-jitsu or something like that, where he tried to bring it to the ground and win it that way, I think he might have a chance.
It would be a little closer, but yeah.
We've seen that before. It's hard to come, you know, UFC is one of them monsters. You can't just have one. You can't just be great at one thing. You gotta be able to switch it up when that time comes. So we'll see.
Who do you got then, Emilio?
Me? Oh, for this one, for sure, I'm going with Max just because I like his attitude. I'm always with the badasses, bro.
I think we both do, right, D? You did too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be for sure. And I mean, listen, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I will go. What's great about being back in Dubai is this is going to lead up for next week's Conor comeback, I guess.
Yeah, you read my mind.
He's fighting Dustin Poirier again. He already whooped his ass once.
I'm excited to see him back in it, though, man.
I'm excited for the show. Yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah.
But is it going to be like one of them? Is it going to be more of a Triple G style fight comeback or like a. That guy doesn't have any. He's fighting doesn't have any type of background, but I mean it's Conor. So I mean, do we say that he's gonna, like, is it gonna be a fight or is he just going in and walking through this dude?
I think Conor's gonna walk through him. He already walked through him once. There's no reason why he can't again.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Conor's psyche is messed up.
See, that's true too.
I gotta see him fight because after I seen what happened with, I know it's a different, obviously, gender, but Ronda Rousey, when she just went whooping people ass once she lost, she was like the worst fighter.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of like that, right? With Conor right now, the way he got his ass whooped by her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it is tough.
I got to see his psyche.
Yeah, you make a lot of sense because somebody like Connor, he's built a lot off ego. So, so if you get struck like that, and I mean, you take an L, and I mean, shoot. Yeah, you're right. You were 100%. And fighting is
in his last fight, he fought, what's his name? That cowboy, whatever. God damn it. But he was a scrub. He's like fucking, he's too old. I don't know. Why is Connor fighting that guy? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that kind of probably boosted his confidence a little bit. But you're right. Dustin Poirier is dangerous. He's only fought in championship fights.
Right. Yeah, I think it'll be a decent one. He should win, I would assume.
Agreed. I think Poirier will make it interesting this time.
So we got – okay, we'll get more – well, I don't know. What day is that?
That's next Saturday. So next week whenever we record.
Oh, nice.
We'll talk the whole card. It's going to be a good card, actually.
Yeah, we'll get more into details on some stuff. So, heck yeah. That's one to look forward to for sure.
100%.
Boxing is slowed down. Nothing going on right now.
Not too much. Just waiting for Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia to fight and watch Canelo whoop someone's ass again.
Hey, Tank. About to fuck him up.
You think so? No, dude, we weren't even going to talk boxing, but if we're going to go there.
Should we go there now, or do you want to wait?
Nah, let's wait.
All right.
Hey, does that mean you're coming back? Because you want to come back?
Right.
I mean.
I got to.
Yeah.
I got to knock his ass out.
I don't think come back.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't agree with that why, at all. Wait. Yeah, we could wait. Ooh. Anyways,
I just want to say, though, before, I was actually all on board for, I was like, Tank's going to probably destroy this guy until the last fight. Both of their last fights told a different story for me, but we will get into that later when the fight is signed.
And we'll make sure to have D on so we can get this
100%
going. Yeah. Anyone else who want this work off that? Because yeah, Garcia coming with it. Anyways, moving on. Boxing will continue. MLB say slow again. I mean, you don't have nothing to cry about today. Tone. Yeah.
No, fuck the White Sox, fuck the Cubs.
Hater. Oh, damn, fuck the Cubs too.
Hey, yeah, man, we're doing nothing.
They made those moves like you were upset. Yeah,
we're making Bulls moves.
Ooh, I hate that. Hey, Bull, don't compare my team no more, bro. Because my team's did some shit. Okay, my team's doing some shit.
We'll get into that.
Well, then let's do some. Hey, don't even start, D. It ain't even there yet, bro. All right, we ain't even there yet. NFL, bro. Let's do NFL. That's not really tight for the
city. Bears suck.
It's not really tight for the city either, but
I told you we weren't going to win.
Well, yeah, but we were, like, hopeful.
I mean, were you?
I mean, no, but I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, there was nothing hopeful.
They should have had a chance.
Where?
But the Bears' offense is just historically God.
Well, that's true. The defense, I felt so bad. They played very well.
And it's always been like that, though.
Yeah, I can't remember a time where it's never been like that for us.
I literally can't. Even in the championship contender day, it's like you have a great defense and you waste it by having a fucking Rex Grossman.
Nailed it. Fucking Rex Grossman.
Hey, how about that almost touchdown catch?
Exactly, almost. Was the guy fucking blind?
Hands.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough. That was tough to watch.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a football field.
So sad. I'm gonna put sad music through this whole little part, but
there you go. Yeah. And then the owners come out and say, "Oh no, we're gonna keep Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace." I'm like, "Well, you guys are absolutely retarded."
Oh gosh.
Who do you think you're going after for a quarterback? I say, who has interest in Mitch? Is it
someone's got interest in Mitch?
Toasty.
Terrible idea.
But who's going to be the Bears quarterback?
We don't need one.
We don't need one.
It's going to
fucking basically have.
We don't have one. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
So how does that work then with picks now? Is it go by how you're eliminated?
I think so. Yeah, playoffs where you're eliminated, and then they. So whoever's eliminated, whoever has the worst record between eliminated people get that pick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you know what we have or no? We don't know yet.
I think it's like fucking 15th or something. We'll get a lineman or some shit like that that we don't need.
That we don't need. Gosh, man. I love when you say stuff so negative, bro. It really
well, dude, up
your eyes.
We just got to be honest here.
I really, it's, it's just the Bears organization.
Yeah. Is it the front office then? You think it's just the whole, it's just everybody making decisions?
From the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason to keep hiring GMs and coordinators that are just absolutely terrible.
I mean, they're god awful.
What's wrong with Chicago, man?
Yeah, and it's like
the Bears get the 20th pick. I'm so excited.
Damn, 20th pick? Steelers get destroyed by Browns. Let's move on, dude. I'm gonna be sad.
I'm depressed. Yeah. How about that? That game was insane. The first three quarters was all Browns. I'm like, what is going on here?
What is that? I know everybody in the group chat was like, AZ, what the? And he was just like, shh, too soon. It's too soon.
I know everybody but Z.
Everyone was hyped for it, but the dude who's really rooting for him.
See, I'm not gonna lie, it actually didn't surprise me.
Really? 100%.
Oh, it didn't surprise you?
He said didn't. Why? Why do you say that?
No, because Tony, when I was on the Steelers, they've been winning me a lot of money, to be honest. Because they have been playing like shit for like the last like 7 8 years.
They went what, like 10 or 11 or 0, then lost their next whatever.
Yeah, they lost. I know they lost to, I think in the last 6 weeks they lost 5 games.
I think you're right.
And after they lost to Washington, I was like, oh, you definitely losing to the Bills. And then I just put like it was like $25 on that Bengals game. They lost that, and I was like, oh.
They did lose to the Bengals, didn't they?
They lost to the Bengals.
I knew this was coming, man.
And then the Browns twice. Like
why?
It's Cleveland.
Exactly. Mm. No one wants a vacation in Cleveland. Name that up, please.
Oh, hey. Joakim Noah.
My Noah. Favorite interview ever.
Great.
My corporate office is actually based out of Cleveland. So
oh, damn. Bro. Yeah, I never heard somebody say they want to go there for vacation.
He's got to go there for work.
You don't know the place I hate it for. Anyways, continuing down, dude. Lamar proves the doubter is wrong. That's your boy.
Hell yeah. Hey, baby. Let's go.
Yo, you were hyped, huh? I bet.
I was hyped up. I think, D, were you over for that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fired up. I had my Lamar Jackson jersey on.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Are you as big as a Lamar fan, or no? Were you just kind of like, eh? Yeah.
Who, me? No, I'm a Patty.
Yeah, he's a Patty. He's all in on Patty.
So are you a Chiefs fan too then?
So David as or D as a fan is
a fan of style fan. You just move with the wind.
Yeah, I like my play. I don't like Kobe Bryant, I don't give a damn if he would have won and played in a church.
Yo, I guess I can kind of respect that, man. So you don't have no team at all, like in no sports?
He's a Cubs fan.
No, like one. Yeah, I am a Cubs fan. I'll give you that. And I do like obviously hockey team.
So when it comes to basketball, you don't have no basketball team.
Nope, just Steph Curry. So like when he was injured last year, I might have watched like one or two games.
Dang.
But of his games, I've never missed.
I swear to God, Emilio, it's a whole event over at his house when Steph.
For Steph?
He turns. He dims the lights. He introduces him.
Dang. So when he gets traded, you're going to follow him?
He'll be a Bulls fan then.
Shit.
I mean, he'll forever stay in
Golden. You think so?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Mm-hmm. He made that franchise. He's been the most revolutionary player since.
Look at us moving on to basketball.
Because
we want to. That's why. Because basketball is where it's at. No, go ahead.
Rams Packers this week. Buccaneers versus Saints. Is Brady versus Breeze bring out the retirement home game?
Ooh, Brady versus Breeze.
Yeah, that'll be
cool. Watch that one.
Ravens, Bills, and then Browns versus Chiefs. Who do I got for Buccaneers versus Saints? I got the Saints.
I'm going with Brady.
Who do you got?
Well, I got Saints.
So 2-1.
That's fine.
They've already been twice.
Every time I'm a fan of football, I win, so I'm not worried about it.
Who do you got for Rams Packers?
And Mike,
say what?
Who do you got for Rams versus Packers?
Packers.
D.
Yeah, I got Packers.
Aaron Rodgers. I got Packers winning it all, to be honest.
Oh.
Jesus.
Who are they going to beat? The Chiefs?
I got Packers beating everybody. And that hurts me to say, but I like Aaron Rodgers a lot.
Put your money where your mouth is.
How much?
I don't know. Do you got FanDuel?
Do I have FanDuel? Do you take Walmart gift cards?
I take
they will take anything.
Pennies, quarters.
Hey, yo, say it right. Damn it.
No, I got Matt. I got the Chiefs winning it all.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, nobody's touching the Chiefs. They haven't even started to play.
How does that work? Will they meet in the Will they meet in the Super Bowl?
Or I think it's going to be Packers Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but I think the Chiefs are just going to blow them out like they do everyone else.
Did they meet a lot in? Do they meet a lot in the regular season?
No, it's AFC NFC, so they don't really play each other like that.
Not at all, huh? So they're kind of blind a little bit.
I don't know if when the last time they played each other was.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot. The NFL's kind of weird like that. Well, not weird, but it's just not a lot of teams and not a lot.
It's only 16 games.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of games.
Right.
Either way, the Chiefs have lost, three games?
Something like that. Yeah, three. I think they're 13-3. I mean, the Packers are the same, aren't they?
Mm.
No, the Chiefs are 13-3.
Are they 14-2?
That sounds right. They should be.
Should be. They're the best team in the NFL, and they're going to be like that for the next couple of years.
Sometimes we take days.
Can't win them all. You guys are 14-2. Yeah, the Packers are 13-3. Yep. But, are they? Yeah, I don't know. Chiefs are too good.
Well, we shall see what happens with them, man. Browns versus Chiefs. I think they're going to walk through them, obviously, then.
But low key, the Packers could lose to the Raiders.
I agree.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Who was I listening to? I can't remember. Maybe it was what's his name, Ryan Clark on ESPN. He was saying that if somehow Jalen Ramsey, because he's the corner over there at the Rams, could neutralize Devontae Adams, that the Rams have a very good chance to win that game.
They would 100% win it. Jalen Ramsey, Devontae Adams' footwork and his quickness, not what Jalen is used to. Like, Jalen's better down the field because he's a big corner.
Yeah.
But Devontae Adams got damn near the best footwork in the NFL.
His route running is so good.
Unreal. Did you see him in the snow the other week? Like, I was like, how the? He was taking off, but the defenders was having to take 5 or 6 steps, and he takes 2 steps.
So good.
It was nuts. But that's why they blew up. And I fucking lost that too. But that's why they blew up. That's how I know, because I was getting so goddamn pissed. Like, he's running the slant or out every time. And he's just letting go. But
he does.
He got great footwork.
All right, did you get your fix? Did you get your fix out? We move on to a real sport now.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Oh, bruh. No. To be honest, man, I have gotten into football more. Not hardcore, but I am watching more games. Even my mom's all surprised that I know stuff.
That's cool, man. See, it only makes the podcast better. Our viewers. Yeah,
no, I like watching it, knowing some things, for sure. Definitely cool learning things, things I don't know about. Like, I didn't know. Well, I'm learning everything new. Probably every time we come in here, I get something new about a new sport. So hopefully that's the same for our listeners, to be honest.
Oh, I would say, though, if Hunt and Chubb, they both playing, right?
Yeah.
For the Browns? Yeah. If they combine for over 200 yards, they win. I'll give them that.
I think you're right.
Because Big Ben, he's got to retire. He started off.
He had a really good year, and then something happened. He died or something in the middle of the year and just couldn't throw a football.
Just couldn't throw to save his fucking life.
And that they play that they, so he needs to be. Who you're talking about is on the
they're on the Browns.
Oh, okay.
They're running backs.
Yes,
I hear you.
Running backs.
Is that a bigger game now?
Browns Chiefs?
Yeah. Chiefs. Well, not the Browns, the Chiefs, obviously. Because I'm talking about the running game comparatively to the
They use it a lot to get the passing going nowadays.
So it's not more of I don't know. It's not like the go-to anymore.
Unless you're Derrick Henry.
For a little bit, it was like that, right? Like, I remember when I was younger.
You run the ball 40 times.
Mark and
Sean Alexander. Remember him?
Yeah, just big old bowling balls rolling down the field, just going.
the bus.
Yeah, dude, that was tight.
That was fun to watch. Yeah, the bus, man, Jerome Bettis.
Heck yeah, no, definitely see. I mean, but it's cool though. Still watching a game. Game's always evolving. Every game's always evolving. So to see
the
game switch up and to watch, you know, new athletic quarterbacks come in and new. Right.
It's fun to watch Lamar and Patrick Mahomes play quarterback. They make that very, very interesting.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. So,
who's your favorite running back from like our time, from when we were growing up? So don't count Walter Payton.
We didn't even watch him play. I think, that's a good question. I was a big Cedric Benson fan, but that's because I'm also a Texas Longhorn fan, so I loved watching him run.
Who replaced him? Who was after Cedric?
Well, they didn't re-sign him, and then he goes to Cincinnati and then leads the league in rushing for like 2 or 3 years straight. So good for the Bears once again.
What was the A-Train's real name?
Anthony Thomas. He was before Cedric Benson, right?
Dude, I like that guy a lot.
And then wasn't it Matt Forte?
Matt Forte was tight too, yeah. Matt Forte was sick.
Right, that's what I was thinking of. Didn't he go to my school? Was he?
No, he went to Tulane.
He was in IU, right? Or no?
You're thinking of Garrett Wolf.
Garrett Wolf.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like the running game because the Bears had some tough ones, bro. We had some badass
always runners. Good running game, good defense.
Hey man, well, moving on from football, that was tight. We're going to continue. We'll see what happens this week. Move on to the next one. See what I mean. What? How many weeks left of that?
It's this one, and then you got the conference championship game, and then you wait a week because it's supposed to be the Pro Bowl, but they're going to do like something on Madden, and then the week after that's a Super Bowl. So we got, four more weeks of football.
Oh, snap. All right, man. We'll definitely check it out, see what's happening with what's coming. I know David's here for a reason, bro. Something upsets you. Something upsets you in the podcast. I'm glad that you listen, man. You know what I mean? Because this is what we do this for. We want you to listen, hopefully come in here with your own type of, you know, aspect of things. So what did I say that got you so hyped you want to come on the show?
Let's just talk about basketball in general, and I'm just going
to
provide.
That's how he's trying to dodge me. You see how he's dodging me?
No, because I want to make sure I give you the entire.
What he's saying is everything that you said.
That's what it sounded like he was saying. So I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to go to school, man.
Just be mean.
Let's just start off. Oh,
I heard Paige split, bro.
I heard
Paige
split.
I heard
Paige
split.
I don't got a Paige, but I'll flip it, though. This is the one thing I did right now.
I turned over my notes.
Let's just start out of curiosity. Let's go
for I knew you wanted to go for that one. Yeah, go ahead.
The league is full of great point guards right now. I think it's becoming obvious you got to have a great point guard, I think, to contend, even Bron to be the point guard. But anyway, who do you think is the greatest point guard of this current era? I would say from 2000 and...
From 04 to now?
2000 to present, who do you think had the best... What do you think is the greatest point guard in their prime?
Man, that's a long. That's a big scope. There's a lot of point guards from 2000 to now.
Well, let's go to 2010. Let's start at 2010.
Well, you want me to say? I know what you want me to say. You want me to say Steph? And this is why. And I'll give you that though. Because look, I'll give you because I think Steph has been one of those players, just like Michael Jordan, just to change the game. He's somebody that you can't even look at basketball the same because of that man. You know what I mean? Like he definitely opened the eyes of how you could play up not only the position but how you could play the game. And he's awesome, bro. I never hated on Steph Curry. What I said was Trae Young. Trae Young. Players like Trae Young. Will be less and less coming into the league because of the fact that they are just so. And you even said it yourself in your little written down rant that wasn't written down when you said LeBron could even be a point guard because it's true. They have so many size point guards now. It's like all I'm saying is when you got.
So just being a mediator here, Emilio, what you said was the size, and Steph Curry's like the same size as Trae Young. So what you're saying is people like Steph and Trae Young are going to be obsolete in the league.
I don't think they're going to be obsolete. I just don't think that that style of play, just kind of like how the big, like the monster, and I think the big will actually come back eventually. I think the Shaq like center will come back someday, but right now there's nobody like that. And I think that for a time, and right, and I think this is that time, and we're morphing into it and getting closer to it, is that taller guards, man. Taller guards and taller, I mean, at least taller people running the point guard position. Because, I mean, yeah, you can have smaller people on the court. I don't know if it's just size thing, because McCollum's a badass too. McCollum is a great two, and he's only 6'3". AI was a great number two. I mean, they call him a shooting guard, but he was kind of a point guard too. But I mean, AI was a great shooting guard at six. He was only 6'2", 6'3". So I mean, these little guys. I'm not saying that it's about being small, I guess, but mostly maybe it's just the playmaking. Maybe it's just the fact that these big dudes are so agile now that why wouldn't you want somebody that's taller, can see the floor better. And someone like LaMelo, I mean, he will be able to sling the ball better than Steph one day. Pass the ball, guaranteed. I mean, he almost does it right now, I think. But I think
pass. I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can you still hear me good or no?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. No. So, I mean, I think you had a better chance of bigger point guards in the past, to be honest with you. Because now you got guards, they don't shoot at the three-point line. So that changed the entire dynamic of the entire basketball game. That's what people don't understand why Golden State was so good, is because if you look at how teams play Steph, they collapse 3 to 4 players at a time. But it's not at 28 feet. It's out at 34, 35 feet. So that gives Draymond Green, who historically would be a below-average player, now he can create plays because he is constantly playing 3-on-2 basketball. So that's why that type of basketball is going to be the future of the NBA, because if you have a big point guard like a LeBron James just was able to shoot threes 2-3 years ago. He's historically
the argument that there's going to be a small point guard. You just think there should be – that there's positionless basketball is what you think is the future, is what you're saying, basically, right? Or no? Because, I mean –
No, I wouldn't say that, because you still need the point guard to run the offense. Like, everybody says, oh, Steph isn't a point guard because he scores so much and he just shoots so many threes. But if you look at Kevin Durant's quotes after he left Golden State, he literally said Steph Curry is the offense. Just because he doesn't have the ball in his hands, he's running off cuts.
Oh, yeah.
He's running the baseline for
her. The thing with Steph Curry,
that's part of it.
You can't keep your eye off him. Like, even no matter where he's at, whether he has the ball or not, like, the whole team is worried about Steph.
Right, and they switch every screen. So they almost double team every screen, which is why we get so many back doors and easy layups and that type of stuff. So that's what I'm saying. Even when people compare him to Dame Lillard, I'm like, that's probably the closest comparison, just because Dame got range for days.
Dame's range is ridiculous.
But Dame doesn't command attention 24/7 while he's on the court, because he's not constantly moving like Steph. So when you see CJ got the ball, Dame is normally up on the opposite top wing out of his way just watching him play, whereas Steph Curry, he's constantly moving, which makes the other defenders
You're kind of explaining that's not normal for a point guard. You know what I mean? Do you think that's normal for a point guard? Well, I mean, that means it's normal. Not that I'm saying it's a good thing.
I think it's just a different form of it, because Chris Paul does it the same way. Chris Paul, he's more of a pick and roll, but he controls all aspects of the offense.
He's more of the facilitator.
Oh, no. Right. But it's the same concept. Like, even though Steph doesn't have the ball, he's controlling where the offense is going. Chris Paul and Rajon Rondos and players like that, they just control the ball and control where the play is going. It's two different avenues.
I guess what I would say is we don't really have that different of an opinion. Because the way that you're explaining it makes sense to me. But I just feel like the way that we think about the game is a little bit different. And maybe I'm wrong. It could be that I'm just way off, because I feel like the point guard's position, which, like you said, maybe it's not. I don't know, but I feel like the point guard, if it's not positionless basketball, as in like anyone, like a center like Draymond or anyone can play point guard, as in like make the plays happen. I would say the point guard position would be to be more like a LaMelo, like a Chris Paul, like a, you know what I mean? Like someone who makes the play with the ball. Not that I'm saying Steph doesn't do that, because he does, but I just meant like.
Yeah, I don't think that works. It doesn't? To be honest, in my opinion. Okay. I think that's why the Golden State Warriors and teams who have started shooting a lot more threes on a game-by-game basis is starting to win more games. Because the only team that's worked for, and it kind of messes up the stats, is LeBron James, because he's been to the finals for damn near every fucking year.
Let's go ahead.
Right, but and he's so ball dominant where he can only play with one other superstar. Hey. Like he couldn't come into like a KD and Klay Thompson, and that would be exactly because he's too ball dominant. He has to play that way. His co-star has to take a back seat, and the third co-star has to take a super back seat and really be a glorified role player.
Chris Bosh.
Kevin Love. Exactly. I mean, every third player is a glorified role player.
Yes.
And your co-star have to take
I think we agree, but we disagree at the same time, because I just feel like teams looking forward, which maybe I'm wrong, because you make a lot of sense too, because if you have positionless basketball, and even me, like who what's defining a point guard? If you have a big dude that can control the ball, obviously he's a point guard too. So
right.
No, man, you make sense too. You make sense.
Historically, those bigger guys aren't.
My biggest argument to anything would probably be if the best point guards, the best ones that in my mind have always been big, like Magic is one of the best, is probably the best point guard to play the game, I think. And he was fucking 6'10", 6'9", something like that.
But see, I think you're thinking about like the best of all time, where I'm thinking about like the average great point guard, because for every is really only one Magic Johnson, one LeBron James. Every other point guard right there that's considered great, whether it be Steve Nash, Allen Iverson, if you want to put him at a point guard, Jason Kidd, Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Dame Lillard, fucking Utah, John Stockton, all those. Every other fantastic Hall of Fame point guard is at size.
I'm gonna say something right now, but it's gonna get you all pissed off. But I think like what I'm talking about, yeah, what you're talking about is true. But I think that's dying out because of people like Luka and people like LaMelo, and that the taller guard. You know what I'm saying? Those dudes are coming in.
D's a LaMelo fan.
Is he not? Oh, is it true?
No, LaMelo, I think he'll be
below average. He's the youngest player to put him. Okay, dog. I mean, I've been watching.
I mean, I don't.
Well, don't compare. I would agree with you. Stats can be misleading depending on what.
True. Well, a lot of players just get stats.
What would you think about other players like talking about players? You know what I'm saying? When you have people talking about people, what do you say to that? Because I mean, LaMelo's been talking about a lot. Now I feel like he's kind of overhyped because he's had a big fan base since he was in high school. But he's not living up to it though. He's doing things.
I haven't seen any players that I respect that actually give him like, you know, serious that way. Like, oh shit, he's gonna be a problem. I've seen a couple players that I respect give Luka some that, which I expect that because I don't consider Luka to be, even though he's young, I don't consider him to be a young player. He's been playing professional basketball.
Well, I mean, these days, especially the stars that come up, them dudes been playing almost professional, whatever, the best of their classes for however long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's still playing.
Well, LaMelo did the same thing, right? Or I guess Luka's been doing it since, what, he was 16?
Yeah, but Luka played in a tougher league than what LaMelo played in. LaMelo played in
the Euro League. He was playing with grown men.
LaMelo wasn't playing in the main Euro League.
No, he was in some like lame one.
Lithuania.
Yeah, something like that. Like the.
And I watched his games and his ass was trash, to be honest.
Yeah, the league he did come from was absolutely horrible. The league that Luka was in is literally the second best league in the world after the NBA.
I'm a huge Luka fan. And I'm a big. I think LaMelo is going to be way better than average, but
I don't dislike.
Listen to this, D. What top? What is Luka? What's he in your top?
Right now in the league, I'll give him.
Wow,
he's not in top 10. I can tell you that. Now.
But what? But you don't even. Like, what do you think? That so like when someone puts him in the running for MVP last year, you were just like, nah, never.
He said no. Fuck.
No, he had a hell of a year last year. But I think numbers are inflated when you are the focal point, the single focal point of any team.
So what do you base your talent off of then? Just when they do something that catches your eye?
No, they gotta be able to win in the playoffs. So win meaningful winner.
What's up? Luka's step back game winner. That's winning in the playoffs.
That was fucking luck. What did they say before that shot? He was 1 for 16 or some shit.
Luka's a monster, dude.
What? They said he had the worst clutch percentage. I mean, he's still young. So
he's like 21.
But he's
21. We're already talking about clutch percentage.
Right. But I know. But when y'all started saying, oh, he's clutch, because it was luck, but it was still a good shot. But then when they put out the percentages, and he was like,
so we only look at stats when we want to look at stats. Is that what we're saying? Only you like numbers.
Only like numbers with your favorite.
No, when it's that low, you can't ignore it. If it was like 25, 30, it's like, all right, but fuck it.
Oh, if you're gosh, in a team, that's why we have you on the show, though. We need this. Mm-hmm. We need both. I mean, there's probably people.
But I like him, though. I told Tony I'd give him top 10 or 15.
I put Luka. Shit. Luka's dope, bro. Yeah, I was about to say. I'd probably
he's in my top 5. He's in my top.
You put. What five players would you put above? What's your top five
right now in
now?
The league? Who are you? Like this LeBron. Suckily. Oh. LeBron. Number one,
who?
Because fuck,
it don't even got to be ranked. Just what's your top five? Because I know
LeBron. then shit, dude. I mean the freak, AD. I don't even know if I want a freak in there, to be honest. Let me think about it.
I got
the Greek number freak. One up there, or you're just not number.
No, I'm just naming them. I'm
trying to put them in numbers. Yet. That's why I'm looking.
You said Greek and AD so far, right?
So yeah, Greek, AD. I got Luka. Steph. Oh, who is my fifth? KD. Duh. That's it. That's my top five.
You don't put LeBron.
Not today.
I gotta put.
Well, okay, hold on though. What are you basing? Are you basing it off of like the fact, like this couple games of right now? So Tony, you for real gonna say LeBron's not right in the top five in the league?
Who's the fuck?
No, I don't. I mean, he's six.
All right, that's cool. No, I'm cool with that. Me too.
And I fucking hate LeBron.
As a basketball player,
actually, I respect him.
He's a great man
as a person.
Yeah, me too.
But as a basketball player, I fucking hate.
LeBron is actually a fantastic man, for sure. Like, great dad.
Everything he's done outside of basketball has been great. Like, I back him on everything. But yeah, I
absolutely hate him.
And I think it's more for me that he robbed himself, because I think he had the God given like physical, like coordination, height, weight, strength, speed to be the greatest 100%, player of all time. Never took it to that ultra competitive.
That's
level.
What it is. If he had a fucking mentality like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant,
dude,
had,
I hated Kobe so much that when it was Kobe or LeBron, I was on LeBron until he did that switch. Like when it was Kobe over LeBron, I was like, oh, I'm LeBron all the way. When they made that switch, because dude, I was. I don't know. I liked it. I liked that there was somebody else challenging Kobe, and I was like, hell yeah, bring it on. But then he had to go and do the ESPN bullshit that I totally lost everything after that. I lost all respect after that. But I was repping the king for real. I was like, I just didn't like Kobe though. That's where that came from. But that was because I was a super Jordan fan, and my dad didn't like Kobe because my dad's a hater like that. So I was kind of haterish. So you know, I am a Kobe fan now that I'm actually in basketball. But
it's all right. He's my Kobe though.
Yeah. That's your favorite player of all time?
Kobe's.
Oh, I wouldn't take that away from anybody.
I think he's the greatest of all time.
No, you can't. You can't argue that. And it's hard to argue that even, you know, before, and even if you weren't like feeling like sad about tragedy that happened, like he's like you can't, and nobody can deny that. Like you gotta. He's the closest one. I will never, even over LeBron, I'm put Kobe easily the closest one.
Easy.
Oh, I agree to that.
That's why.
That's what should be the argument first, though, that LeBron gets to pass Kobe before you can talk to me, but. Then again, for you, it's the same. Like, I'm sure you like, yeah, well, don't even talk about Kobe either. Because, I mean, it's easily arguable, man. The man has, and when they talk, the way they talk, you can respect both. You respect him on the court, and you respect him off the court. LeBron, I can't do that for. And that's probably why I am a LeBron hater for life.
You know what was great before Kobe died? What he was doing, like, I know none of us probably watched the WNBA, but like, he was doing so much for women's
basketball. Well, so I'm right, he had all daughters, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, his daughter was,
yes, and the one that passed was with him was like an absolute great. Like, superstar.
Well, of course, man, that's so cool. Superstar. Like, that's awesome because you don't really get that with a lot of the superstars.
No, but you know why? Is because she grew up probably with that mentality like Kobe, and also didn't cater to him, probably like, you know, like Michael did with his sons. Like, his sons were trash, hot garbage. They were on the court in college.
Well, when you don't have you know, basketball, like any sport, is mental. Like, a lot of it's mental. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have that drive and want, and I mean, what do you really want if your dad's the GOAT? Like, do you really want to be the GOAT too? Like, you have two options. Either you try your best, or like, life's super simple right now. Like, why the fuck would I do that? You have two. You know what I mean, so most people are just gonna be like, nah, man. What do I need to be the greatest for? You know what I'm saying? I have everything. I live in, you know, I live in a mansion. So it just comes down to mindset. But some of them do, and that's why you kind of get like a lot of these mediocre players who weren't like their dads weren't the best, but they'll be even better than their dad because they saw something they can improve on. It's hard to do that when your dad's the GOAT. You know what I mean?
Look at Steph and his dad and Seth.
I would take
Seth. That's pretty good. He's having a good year.
I like Seth. And he's growing his beard out. It looks like a leprechaun, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like that leprechaun from that basketball movie back on the Disney Channel. The Ireland. Remember what I'm talking about? Boy. Yeah, like the Luck of the Irish, dude. Luck That's what he Irish. Reminds me of. I'm like, hell yeah, Steph, bro. Seth, bro, he got the little.
Well, I did have a question. Perfect. Me and Tony had this. I think Perfect. We had this conversation.
Uh oh. Okay. But
the Golden State Warriors, especially with you being a LeBron fan or ex LeBron fan.
Oh wow! You really said that. All right.
Do you think everybody judged the Warriors saying that they have a super team, but I don't think they had a super team like LeBron super team, the Celtics super team.
Nope. This is how much of a non-LeBron fan I was, bro. Every time anyone played LeBron on any team besides when he was first with the Cleveland Cavaliers, I was always on the opposite team. Do I think do I think it was a super team?
About the Warriors, yeah.
Yes, I think it was a super team, but do I think it was a created super team like how LeBron creates super teams or how even like the Celtics or anyone else created super teams? No. I think no other super team was created like the Golden State Warriors, and they did it. They did it in a way that other teams wish they could create a super team. That's what the goal is of every team.
Is that with or without KD or both?
No. I think they had a close to a super team, if not a super team, even before they had KD.
See, how I don't understand how people come to that conclusion. That it just blows.
It could be now. It's probably because.
Because they play like a super team.
Yeah, just
because
the way it plays. I mean, I don't think it goes like just like how you say the stats and whatnot. It's hard to tell. That you're right about that. But when you would play the team, and you see how they play other teams, I mean, bro, they were super. Like Klay Thompson,
right? Steph Curry.
Go ahead.
That's why I think Steph Curry greatness is so underrated because I don't think they had a super team. And if you actually watched the Warriors play prior to Kevin Durant. I don't really talk about regular season because the only thing that matters is postseason to me. So in the postseason, what teams do is surprisingly what teams are doing in the regular season this year is where you just blitz every pick and roll and double team and you make them give it up. Or if he's running the baseline, you got two people coming with him off the screen.
Right.
But he never had another Kyrie or basically another superstar who you said, hey, I'm going to give you the ball. Everybody move the fuck out the way and you go get me two or three buckets in a row, period.
Klay couldn't do that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't think it Klay was
normally, that? But that's what I'm
asking you. Like,
no, because he can't really dribble like that. So if you put a good defender on him, like a Kawhi Leonard or any really good defender, he's not going to be able to get past them. But what he can do is run off the baseline and come off those screens because of all the attention Curry gets and get a split second open three, which he's going to knock it down. But I'm saying, like, in the playoffs, that doesn't work because every team, especially in today's league, switches everything. So that the movement and what they were having in the beginning of their run doesn't work now because you just switch everything. And he's never had a player before KD where you said, fuck it, get out the way, throw me the ball, and I'm going to get you 6 to 8
points. But you did kind of, though, with Klay. And the only reason I will say that is because, like, you're basically saying, like, in that aspect, Ray Allen wasn't a superstar either then because he did the same thing Klay does, and he's a superstar for sure.
Right. So, and that, but people don't think that way because if you put it that way, Ray Allen bailed out LeBron and gave him one of his championships.
Yep, we know
so
that.
Does that mean he had a 4-person super team? So, should that count when you're talking about the GOAT debate? Because a lot of people don't consider Ray Allen to be a fourth on that super team, even though he provides the same type of skills.
Why wouldn't you think Ray Allen is a superstar? Ray Allen and Klay Thompson are both Hall of Fame. Klay Thompson's going to be a Hall of Fame shooting guard or superstar. I think that, like I said, I would back my argument that they're a super team because of the fact that they played like a super team. Now, if it's because of whatever, you know, the coaching or the Steph automatically, okay, it could be just that it's Steph as a only superstar could have done it on other teams as well, what he was doing. But the team was a super team because of what they were doing, not because of the players.
But I've never heard of anyone say, like, it was always literally D-Wade, Chris Bosh, and, you know, LeBron.
I never thought of
Kevin Bosh Love, Kyrie, and LeBron. It was never – Ray Allen was never included. But people want to include.
We need some LeBron like lovers up in.
I think
they might because they might.
But Klay was the number two on that team.
Oh, he was definitely the number two. But I'm saying in the playoffs, like that's why we had struggled prior to KD is because they literally triple team Steph. Which I mean, even I don't even understand.
Yeah, didn't he have two rings? They had two rings before KD.
Right.
So he didn't really have trouble in the playoffs.
There wasn't too much struggling.
That's what I mean. Like,
they had the 2 years. But I'm saying once teams started to figure out that they started to play more small ball and switch everything.
Right. Well, once they figured them out. But that's the cool thing. Maybe will help you out. What I think of it is like this. They had a super team. People started to figure that super team out. And it only took them one other player to then become a super team again of what they figured out.
See, I don't consider that as a super. I consider a super team as having two superstars that can carry a franchise by themselves.
Well, I don't know because I mean, well, okay, but then you're also saying that it's based off their play. Then it's based off of them playing as a team. Because two superstars, that happened with Harden and Russell, and that didn't do nothing at all. You got a couple superstars together that didn't do anything at all.
And they both carry teams.
Yeah.
Well, Russell hasn't done shit. Russell hasn't done anything his whole career as far as he's a great regular season.
As far as winning, you're right.
Yeah. For sure.
You're right.
But I'm saying where just any average, like the duos, like the Kobe Shaq.
But if it wasn't for Steph and his super team, would Russ and KD not have a ring?
I don't think it was a super team.
But I'm just asking. If you said Russ didn't do shit, I'm just saying the only person that stopped them was a super team that I believe was a super team. Would you agree, Tone, or no?
I think they are a super team. That's why he's asking you. We've already had this conversation.
So do you think Klay Thompson can seriously, if he was the best player on the Warriors, remove Steph and add Dennis Schroeder? Do you think Klay Thompson would be able to average 25?
I think Klay Thompson can hurt the Bulls and take the Bulls in the playoffs for sure.
He can't dribble.
Klay Thompson would definitely average 25.
I think what do you mean he can't
dribble? I think that was a terrible question.
Yeah, I don't know.
He can't create his own shot off the dribble. It's got to either be a one or two dribble pull up, or he's coming off a screen scoring.
Hey, but why do you need that? Why do you need to dribble all the time? Like even you said, Steph doesn't need to dribble all the time. He can control the rhythm by running around. Klay does that same thing when Steph has the ball.
Yeah, but Klay has never been the prime focus of any offense ever.
That's because he had Steph.
Right, but when Steph, like I said, I watched every game Steph played. And when he was out, the couple of games I did watch, when Klay Thompson was the offensive focus for the defense, he struggled tremendously. And that's what fucked us in the playoffs and really stopped our run and was like, yo, we got to go get KD because Klay can't get his own shot if Steph's not on fire and he gets a little bit of extra space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
because I like CJ McCollum. Like, I think CJ McCollum, he can create his own shot and get you 40. On any given night.
No.
Klay just have to be hot.
I think CJ McCollum's streaky.
No, I'm yeah, he's definitely streaky. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I would but he wouldn't give me 40 every night.
Package offensive game, you don't think he's got a better like package game?
So you take him over Klay at the two for any team?
I wouldn't.
It depends on what team.
See, that's what I was going to say, man. Like you could say that he struggles without Steph. You say he struggles without Steph, but maybe it's just the offense.
And he's never had a chance. I mean, besides already a Golden State offense that was developed for Steph, but I mean, you don't see. I don't know what he could do on a team like the Bulls or like on a team like, I don't know.
But I've seen it when Steph was out and he was fucking terrible.
I mean, he averages 20 points a game in 90 games without Steph Curry.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you see how Steph is literally facing, like, four defenders right now and still averaging, what, like, 32 or something like that?
I'm not saying Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. What I'm saying is Klay Thompson's good.
Any superstar, really. James Harden, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, LeBron James.
Well, I'm not going to put up numbers if they have to. But
I'm not saying that Klay is LeBron James, Steph Curry, James Harden, but he is a superstar that you can add with another superstar.
I guess we're talking about like two different things.
Maybe we are. I wouldn't put
because
him on.
I'm saying like LeBron and D-Wade.
Well, he's not.
I don't think that's a good comparison for Steph and Curry because D-Wade.
I don't think so either because Dwayne Wade might be the greatest shooting guard of all time.
Or arguably. Let's just go through the
Michael
the,
or Kobe.
What two person tandem would you put in comparison where the superstar there's two superstars that's comparable to Klay and Steph?
Russ.
That Klay
Russ
that
and
Klay
James
can
Harden.
Match up to. Huh?
Russ and James Harden would have been a good one.
I guess a championship team. I'm not talking about
that. Okay. Championship team. Well, they've won all the championships. I don't know. Who the fuck is one besides them, David?
Anything LeBron's on.
Even historically, though, like you got.
It's hard.
Tony.
You
Parker,
see what I'm saying? No one's won shit except for them.
Right, but so let's go back. You got Shaq and Kobe. You got Timmy D. And you got Tony Parker. You got LeBron James. You got D. Wade.
Oh, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker's a good one to compare.
Tony, once he became like a superstar, he was like unfucking.
Do you think Tony Parker's superstar, but not Klay Thompson?
Oh, without a doubt, Tony Parker was unguarded.
Oh my!
And I think Timmy D is the best.
So you don't think Klay can shoot with people on him? Is that what you're saying? If he's being guarded, he can't shoot. Klay.
No, I think he has to come off screens and let the offense create him space in order to get his shot off.
Because he's not a playmaker like that, though. He's a shooting guard.
I guess that's where I should have said playmaker then. Because every other two-person superstars, both can be playmakers and have proved they were playmakers in their past. Where Klay Thompson, he's just not a playmaker.
So
he can't really if you
by your
if he's
by
coming
your,
off a screen
so
and you
but neither was Shaq. Shaq wasn't a playmaker, but Kobe and Shaq was a beast.
Nah, you're crazy. Shaq was he used to get his assists, and well, Shaq is a.
It's not like Klay don't get any assists. I mean, if we're gonna count them, you got to count them all. What I'm saying is, that when you're acting like an aspect of like a playmaker, non-playmaker, if it's either two, if it's two shooters, it's not really two shooters because Klay's because like you said, Steph's both. Steph's a playmaker, and then Klay's your main shooter. So you're gonna have that balance of a playmaker plus a whatever, playmaker plus a big, playmaker plus a slasher.
But it's always been two playmakers though.
So, David,
name a two-person
tandem. Tony Parker has only averaged over 20 points a game twice in his career.
Yeah, but also in that time, they were like the high scores were like 85 to 90. But it wasn't 116, 20 points like this.
Superstars, though, David. You're going to get over 20 points if you're a superstar, right?
How many assists did Shaq have? That's what I want to know. Or even if you go like to a playmakers, like
yeah, I bet you I give them
Jordan and Pippen seven. Didn't have that many assists. I'll bet.
Emilio, I think David's right about Shaq though. He was a good playmaker. He just didn't have as many assists as you think he had. But in key moments in the game, he would get it done.
And I guess assists is a bad stat to really True. Measure because that's one of my points with LeBron. I don't think. Or anybody who dominates the ball like a LeBron or a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook, when you have the ball, and it's just natural statistics, if you have the ball 90% of the time, pick and roll every goddamn play, you're going to have more assists naturally, where you have Shaq and Kobe who played through a triangle system and Pop had his own system in San Antonio. So you're not going to have the same stats, but if you watch their effect on the game, is going to be just as much as someone like LeBron who dominates the ball and he walks on the court and gets 25 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds.
Yeah, that's something we'd have to like sit down and watch tape, right? Because you're right. Like yeah. Monte Ellis can put up 30 points a game, but he's losing by 49. You know what I mean? So what does that mean? What does that get you? Just like you said, Russell Westbrook can get triple doubles left and right, but I mean, what does he have to show for that?
Right.
So I guess I kind of see that.
Yeah, I just always get into debates with people about I don't think we've ever had two – before KD, I don't think we had two true, like, superstars, like, playmaking. You can run your own franchise.
I think Klay Thompson is a superstar. But
you think he's a franchise player?
Yeah.
I do too. What'd you say? Yeah, I do. I think he's a franchise player for sure.
You kind of are talking like Klay Thompson's like Cal Corver.
Yeah, it makes it. You make it.
You know what I mean?
No. I'm not saying.
It just sounds that way.
Like he's like a real good role player.
We're talking like top 10, 15 of all time players. That's what I'm saying. Like D Wade, I consider him to be the third greatest shooting guard of all time.
I agree with that.
And LeBron had him on his side for his entire Miami
run. But amazing. Playmakers though, like you're saying, that could actually go to a team and be. I mean, how many? You said like two, like right? So Kobe and Shaq. There ain't that many, altogether.
Michael and Scotty.
Yeah.
No, I think historically it's always for championship teams anyway. It's always historically two. Been, and obviously I'm not counting.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, thinking and listening, D. I'm kind of leaning more like. Steph never had his Scotty, never had his Shaq. So I think you might be a little right, just because Klay isn't them. But
right, he's great. Great. He's fucking phenomenal in his own right. But when you try to say like, oh,
I think Scotty would be compared to LeBron
or D Wade, that's not a right.
No, I think Scotty's a much better player than Klay Thompson.
But I mean.
I think much better. I don't think there's.
I mean, yes, Scotty's one of the greatest. I mean, it's what he does.
Scotty's top five in his position all the time. Easy.
100%. Yeah.
Player. I ain't ever going to bet against him. I'm just saying Klay is not like Klay is just one dimensional. Klay also
no, he's
great
not.
Defense.
No, he's a great two way player. He's a great
dude. His defense is top notch. And he's a shooter. His shooting is like, he's one of the top five shooters in the league. For like a minute,
but as a basketball player, Scottie's much better
overall for sure.
I guess just
because overall, Scottie's like doing exactly what David says. Scottie can do. Scottie could go run a team and give him another superstar or whatever, and he's
See, Scottie did run it after Jordan retired, and they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, right? With the Rockets.
Or Eastern Conference Finals, yeah.
Or yeah, then we ran into that. So, like, Scottie proved that he's a superstar and can run his own team. I have zero confidence that if Klay was the main focus, he'd be, like, running his own team, and they'd be competitive.
I like
because, like, Steph has to run 15 miles a game, dribble through 17 double teams, even just to get shut off. Like, Klay doesn't have that ability.
I read a stat before we move on and while we're talking about Golden State that what was it again? If Kelly Oubre just didn't shoot, the Golden State Warriors would be leading the league in field goal percentage. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, he sucks.
Damn, and they were talking big for that man.
Yeah, that didn't turn
out. Which, I mean, maybe still. He's young, too, isn't he?
Very young.
He's old enough to be.
He's old enough to know better.
Especially last year. He averaged.
Like, he's 25. Yeah, he's not young.
No, yeah, he's definitely not young.
First article, I just went to Google Kelly Oubre to see how old he was. This is probably why he's not shooting the ball. NBA's Kelly Oubre claims ex-girlfriend tried to extort him for $3 million, or she'd smear his name. I wouldn't shoot the ball either.
Yeah, man, you're thinking about too much.
$3 million? Ooh, ouch. He is averaging 19.7 from three and 35% from the field.
Exactly. He was like, wasn't he like 40% last year or 38%
something from high? He was a good three-point shooter.
Yeah, he had a great year.
Yeah, he was 35%.
But like, Steph is playing with a bunch of fucking high school basketball players.
Right? Yeah, man, Steph's tough. Steph's having a tough right now. But I mean, that's gonna be a lot of learning for these young guys.
Yeah, but people are trying to compare it to like Dame Lillard carrying the Trailblazers by himself. Like he doesn't have a CJ McCollum.
Yeah, that's a stupid comparison.
Yeah, no, that one's tough. Yeah, Steph, I like Wiseman, but he ain't that.
I like Wiseman, but he's young.
Brand new.
Right. He does have a nice touch.
Don't he?
Oh yeah, Wiseman's tough, and he's just big too, man. He's so big.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Patrick Williams?
Oh, we love him now.
Oh yeah, dude.
Holy shit, that guy can play basketball.
Yeah, you want to talk about people that you admire talking good about him? He's had every top player that I know talk about him. Kawhi said something good about him. LeBron talked about him every time, and he's faced all of these dudes. Like he goes at these dudes' heads. That's who he plays. And I love that. I love that you hear the locker room say that when he's told that's who he's guarding, he don't say nothing, but all right, let's go.
You know, what's crazy is how upset we were, Emilio. David was the one who said, dude, just relax. This guy can play some basketball.
Yeah.
This is where
we're going to disagree, but like I was hoping for a few people differently. Which the only one that I really wish we would have got is probably LaMelo, just because I think that he's really going to be something special. But Patrick Williams, I think, also is going to be something special. And he's the diamond that we talked about kind of when we did the first episode, Tone. I don't know if you remember, but I said that it was going to be somebody that was like probably the best person would be somebody that wasn't projected, right? Like maybe somebody random that was like the greatest. Right. When it came down to it in 10 years or whatever, the greatest one out of this class was going to be somebody. It was going to be somebody
who was going to be the best.
And to be honest, he might be the one, dude. Like, he might be the one that comes out to where he's like, whoa, we did not know what the hell that was going to be. So I'm super excited. No, go ahead.
And I just think LaMelo, I guess you think from a GM perspective where you think future wise, where I know what I'm getting with LaMelo. And I personally think that if he's going to have a good NBA career, he's always going to be a very good player on a very bad team because he just doesn't play. He doesn't play the right way, period. He's never played the right way. He's never been coached to play the right way. I think if he would have went to college and went under somebody like a Calipari or Mike at Duke or somebody like that,
Coach K,
I think he might have had a different outcome. But going to overseas and then playing in his dad's league, he's never actually had any like structural discipline type of basketball. So he'll be a good player.
I think he'll
be a good player on a bad team, but
obviously. I don't know, dude. Like all these numbers he's putting up. Yeah, I know you don't like the numbers, but he's doing that off the bench. Like he's doing things off the bench right now. He's not even doing it as a starter. And the fact that he's even being putting up triple double numbers and just being confident like that on the field or on the court right now, like I don't know how you say that, well, man. Like I think he can.
Well, confidence was never his.
No, but I mean, I guess I'm confused about where do you see that he's not playing right? Where does he not play right when you say that?
Just defensively, first off, he doesn't even know what a second defensive rotation is. Like, I remember me and Tony were talking the first two games of the Warrior season, and we were fucking losing by like 30. And he was like, he was like, you should be worried. I'm like, I'm actually not too worried about how we're playing, even though we're losing by 30. Offense looks halfway decent. Our defense is fucking terrible because we couldn't figure out the third, fourth, and fifth rotation. So he's never had to do that. And unless he gets a coach that has him understand, okay, this is the first option. Once that option isn't there, you have to go through, just like football, for me as a point guard, you got to go through your progressions.
But do you think if your biggest problem with him is defense and with his length, bro, do you not think defense?
In offense, I don't think he has the best IQ. His passing ability is insane. I will
give. So IQ that. Is in what then?
But just making the right basketball play. It's not always like I've seen him try to do behind the back passes and.
But if you look at his turnover ratio, it's not terrible. I think can be learned from it. I think what you're saying is more of a young. Which I agree with what you're saying for sure. I just think that the stuff that you're saying is young people tendencies, and that they can be easily taught and broken out of. And he's got the length.
I think what D's saying is that he's never. He's always just kind of like what played the game off his skill and never had discipline. You know what I mean? So maybe it won't come because he won't like discipline. A disciplined coach, a disciplined type of basketball.
He's like
game.
A great AAU player is what I can – like, you know what I mean? Like, he's basically played AAU all his life where he hasn't played – it's like, no, you don't make that pass to get the assist. You make that pass so the next two passes can rotate so we can get the best shot as a team. And I don't think he understands that yet.
I can see
that. If he does end up grasping that concept, which I think he'll need a coach to get him there, that'd be great. But mm-hmm. with him,
who is the coach in Charlotte?
I don't know.
Well, MJ's the owner, so there's a.
It's not even. He's not a very good. Goat. We're not going to talk about his GM skills.
Yeah.
Anyway, horrible. No, I hear you, bro. I hear you, and those are all really good points. Like it's gonna be, and really, it comes down to opinion and. What happens when it's actually crunch time, and what they do when there's actual when we're in the battlefield and then there's something on the line, that's when we see what's gonna happen. So
yeah.
It's the beginning of the league, or it's all it's the beginning of the season, it's beginning in all these dudes' careers. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I hope he actually works out well. But like I personally think like Lonzo, he has a more like he has more intelligent concept of the game than Lamar.
100%.
I think we all think right here is where I'll disagree. I think he's too conservative. I think Lonzo's too conservative.
Lonzo? I actually agree with you with that. I think he don't. I don't think he.
Yeah, that's what I think for sure. I think.
Is he timid?
I think he doesn't want to make a mistake, so he plays timid. But it's like you are one of the quickest players in the NBA that I've seen.
Lonzo and LaMelo. They kind of have the same type of look, but you can see it. You can see when they play, one of them is, and like you're saying, it's the probably the discipline. Lonzo approaches things different, and it could be the older brother mentality versus being the baby of a family mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because older one, he comes up more having to be like show himself first. The younger one, like my older brothers have already shown me. I've been playing with big dudes my whole life. When you're the oldest, you're walking in there like, you know what I mean? Me, I know what it's like to be. I don't know about y'all. Are you the oldest in your family? You know, you're the baby too, ain't you, D? Okay, if you're looking at it like that on a brother standpoint, the older brother.
Ain't baby anymore. Don't let him tell you that.
But what I mean is like this. You have a different mindset when you're the oldest of your family. You know, Tom.
Well, yeah, I got two younger brothers who are
okay. Well, you're not okay. You're not the oldest, but you're not the baby either. But you're still not the oldest. When you're the oldest, bro, everything's first. Like you're always getting the hardest of everything because you're first on everything. You don't get to watch nobody else do it before you, right? You don't get to watch nobody do nothing before you. Their whole lives have been basketball. Their youngest brother has always been following everyone else. So it's kind of, it must be. It kind of seems like that. Like he plays more laid back to where like he's not really worried about it.
But shouldn't it be the opposite? Like you've seen the grind and the ethic and the work ethic your brother had to get into to be in this particular position, and he's just over here jacking up shots.
I think the difference of it, and I might be wrong, but the difference to me from just what I've seen is that Lonzo came into the league with a he had more of a negative on his name than LaMelo did. Right, exactly. Lonzo was brought in. He was the first ball brother. So that goes back to my like to my brother thing. When you're the first, you got to step into every role first. So his dad put all their names out there like, yeah, my sons are the greatest ever, and we will be the greatest ever.
Do you think LiAngelo's going to ever get signed? I don't think so either.
No. Nope. I seen him work out with a team the other maybe a week or two ago. He looks like an average.
He's not bad, but he just looks like he plays ball just like anyone can play ball.
I agree to that. There's nothing about him that's like skilled.
But that's not saying like he's not good at basketball player. He's probably a great basketball player. You got to be better than a great basketball player.
You think you could take LiAngelo one-on-one? Right.
That dude's big as fuck. He's like 6-something. He's like 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". Yeah, LaMelo's tallest. He's taller than Lonzo too.
No, I said you.
LaMelo would kill you. LiAngelo.
No, I probably have a better chance versus LaMelo. Really? No, LaMelo doesn't play like I don't know. I just don't think he plays intelligently. Hmm. So. He is 6'7", so there is that. But see, this is the difference. So, like, when Kobe is 6'6", and he plays Bow Wow for fucking $50,000
security. That was funny.
He posted his ass up $5 in a row.
Oh, yeah. That's all you got to do. That's what I mean. Like, when Trae Young went against LaMelo, it was like, why wouldn't you do that?
But LaMelo wouldn't do something like that. LaMelo would be trying to jack up fadeaway threes and, you know, trying to cross me over and do X, Y, and Z where – it's like you do what you got to do to win, period.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've seen that same thing in the NBA. I don't know if he's done that.
Yeah, he has. Have you watched the game?
I haven't watched him like every single game. But the games that I did see, I didn't see him making that many like crazy decisions.
I think his mind wanders because you get a whole stretch of like a good basketball player, and then you get a stretch of just a kid throwing shots up.
Yeah. Because I do think he's good, but like just like he just said, it's been plays where he's made like two good passes and then he comes down and jacks up two.
Yeah,
like but he is still a kid, though. Like I said, the things you guys are saying are like things that are just.
No, man.
I actually agree with that.
He's had a brother who showed him the way. Like you have to take that information. I mean, if you want to be a student of the game, you got to take that information in. And be better than your brother, not make more mistakes than your brother made. Just
like I think someone,
especially on the Hornets,
I think a coach got to get him reeled in. I think is what I'm trying to say.
He's got an opportunity though. Like he's in a spot where he can do that,
and he's got size. He can do it.
Yeah, the Hornets just have to build around. Like you said, it's going to take coaches. It's going to take the right people around him. But if they do that. He's got the potential, I think, for sure. Just like Patrick Williams. But I think Patrick Williams has a better chance because he doesn't need anyone else.
I think he will be the best player out of that draft.
And you could see that in him.
Like he's got the most upside.
He's shooting 45% from three.
Dude, he's doing work.
Huh?
He's doing work. He takes very conservative shots.
What'd you say, Dean?
He said, does he?
45% from three. It's insane.
Yeah. So he wasn't supposed to shoot that good yet.
That's what I meant. He's like conservative with it too. Like he doesn't need to have shit. Like you know what I mean? Like
47.2% from the field and 45.8% from three. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And he's not taking crazy shots though either. They're smart shots. You watch he doesn't play crazy. Like, he does not play rushed. He plays his game. And that's why I deal with that dude. I think he's probably going to be the best.
This is very long.
Fun fact, AI is my second favorite player.
Yeah, worst player in the league ever. No, I'm kidding. I love AI. I always knew you liked AI, though.
I thought you were talking about, you know, Andre Iguodala tried to steal his name after he
Iguodala tried to steal AI?
Yeah, you remember they used to call Iguodala AI
about after that.
AI left.
Was it Denver or 76? Oh, we left for Denver.
I like LaMelo, but I'll never give him Melo. I won't do that.
LaMelo ain't Melo.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Even though Melo had a disappointing career too, to be honest.
Yeah. Disappointing is if he didn't, like, because he didn't win the ship, you mean?
I feel he just quit trying to be good. Like, I feel like he could have worked a little harder and been even better.
He could have been in that conversation with, like, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Well, they screwed him from the jump, so maybe he was like, you know what? Well, if you look at the stats, when they first came in, him and LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're neck and neck.
When it was him or LeBron, they gave it to LeBron. Even though he had better numbers and everything, had a better year and everything, they gave it to LeBron. So,
LeBron was always a better playmaker. I think that's largely why. But early on, Melo
could score without a doubt. Melo could score.
Everything's political when it comes down to it too. So you're gonna get attitudes of people, kind of like how some people hate on Scotty for how he did the Bulls for the whole contract shit, which. See, I get. I don't really give a fuck. I kind of think that if he felt wrong, then fuck them. I brought you motherfuckers all kinds of shit, and you ain't gonna get nothing. I would be kind
of
pissed off.
A lot of street people. I hate the Bulls. I hate being a Bulls fan.
Bulls. I mean, it sucks, but that's where it's, I don't know. That's where
it's crazy from. That we have the greatest player ever to play the game. David thinks it's Kobe, and I won't argue that, but. But our organization as a whole is so tainted.
Mm-hmm. Was. Hopefully we change some stuff now. Maybe we. Oh my! Because the owner.
If you don't give MJ, like when he went back to the Wizards and not the Bulls, you know, he wanted to go to the Bulls.
Right.
You give MJ whatever the fuck he wants to. Not only just because it's MJ, but you have to think futuristic. Whereas like any fucking superstar of that caliber, like LeBron, they not going to come to Chicago if you don't give him what he wants, and he's considered the greatest of all time. You damn sure know I'm not getting it.
Yeah, Chicago definitely has never had, I want to go to Chicago. Besides Wade, like, that's my city. You know what I mean?
No, I would be real.
That's what I mean. Nobody besides the fact that you're from there has been like, oh, man, I want to play for Chicago. That's just, that hasn't happened. And I don't see that happening. It'd have to be like, we have an amazing player or something. Like if Derrick Rose would have continued to be great or something.
That sucks. Cause like if you think about it, like when the Cubs want to spend money, free agents want to go to Chicago Cubs because of the history. Why can that not be like that for like the fucking Bears or the Bulls? You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. It's all a business at the end of the day, which is why I don't get why people are mad at James. I mean, I get why they're mad. But
James Harden.
Still don't agree with
it. James Harden.
Yeah, like, what do you guys think about this situation?
We didn't even hit on that. We got to hit on that and then probably end this, right? Because it's –
We're going hella far tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I mean, that's a big trade, right? Does that move
that's a huge trade.
The Nets as the favorites?
No.
I said no?
Nope.
You said no?
Wow.
First, this is why. This is why.
Yeah, I want to know why.
This is why right here. I don't think – do I think the Nets are going to do work in the regular season? Yes. Do I think they're going to really bring it all the way? No, I don't, because I don't think Harden is what people think he is, and I don't think Kyrie is going to answer like people think he is either with this. I think this is a bad three. I think this is a bad super team. That's my opinion. I think on 2K it would be great, but I think in real life it's not going to work out. That's just my opinion, and I could be upset wrong.
Who do you got?
LeBron and Lakers. But I don't, like I said, I don't think that they're going to be like washed. Like, I don't think Nets are going to like lose in the first round, but I just don't think they're going to win.
I think they are.
I got them. Probably tomorrow. I'm betting on that's not a bad bet. Actually, I'm going to wait until we figure out the Kyrie situation because I'm hearing reports that he really just did it to take his name off the trade.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Because they wanted him. Right. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Hey, the Nets
GM came out and said that before they took Harden, he sat down with KD and Kyrie, and they both wanted James here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they didn't make the move until KD and Kyrie said yes. I don't know how you stop them.
Playoff basketball is so different than regular season where it literally just comes down to scoring because the way that they call the game is not like it used to be, so defense is not that big of a factor because you can't fucking touch nobody.
Right.
You just need scoring, and you got three players who on any given night can give you maximum 50, minimum 25, minimum 25.
So what's changed from KD and Harden being together in
Oakland? Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie
Irving's proven
years or something like that.
To what?
He's won a ring.
And they weren't that when they was in OKC. KD wasn't the KD today. Westbrook wasn't a Westbrook today.
But I think Kyrie got worse than he was back then. I think that Harden is not, like I said, is not. This is just my opinion, dude. I'm the only person on that team that's going to make it. Something is KD.
Did you watch Kyrie play yet?
Yeah, I've seen Kyrie play. But, a little bit.
He's been lights out.
He's
been lights out. And Harden came back and scored 42 or 44 his first game. Without any practice or training.
Oh, you're talking about with the Rockets.
Yeah, he dropped
40.
First came back with
fat. He was fat and dropped 40.
I could be totally wrong. I could be just because it's like 1 in the morning and I'm sleepy as fuck, maybe. But I think, man, I don't know. I just feel like that trio isn't going to work
out.
I got the Nets.
Way too much.
It's too much offense, man.
Way too much.
Because even LeBron and AD are struggling on at least AD. I think he's averaging 21.
I can check that. LeBron?
I think it's like 21 or 22.3 or something like that. But regular season, KD and LeBron were at least 8 or AD and LeBron, at least AD should be close to 30.
Yeah,
because he's got to carry them all regular season, and then him and LeBron close it out in the playoffs. LeBron's too old to do this.
For AD is averaging 22.
Because I seen a post where he was averaging basically the same numbers as Julius Randle, who was having an insane year.
Julius Randle is not a bad basketball player.
I mean, when it comes down to it, his basketball has gotten intense with that trade, and like we're gonna see what happens at the end. To be honest, it's gonna see the East is basically the Nets.
And that's it. I mean, there's good teams, but yeah.
Boston got no chance.
Milwaukee.
The Heat. Celtics.
Nope, Milwaukee. They
76ers.
That's what I thought. Giannis.
The 76ers shit's a fluke. They're not that good. I'm telling you right now, they're not that good.
I mean, they got Ben Simmons in trade talks right now, so you know they're not thinking.
All right.
We shall see, man. Long season ahead. A couple weeks in? Let's just see what's
going on. About 14 games.
Yeah.
I got Brooklyn winning the championship, and I got the Warriors coming in 5 through 8 in the seeding
for
the playoffs. But if we get anyone outside of the Lakers.
You guys are a 7 seed right now.
Who's the other fucking team? Yeah, we were 6 the other day, but we just lost the other night.
Kelly Oubre
hit a fucking shot. Man, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, you get paid millions to miss every fucking time. But I think no matter what seed we are, because I don't think that'll matter, if we get faced versus anybody outside of the Lakers or the Clippers,
does Klay come back?
Round, we should win.
Does Klay come
back? Okay.
I doubt it, to be honest. And I wouldn't even want him to. Like, he's been through enough. So,
yeah,
fucking heal up, man. Get back to us.
Hell yeah, man. No, go ahead.
So, but I think we beat Utah. I think we beat Phoenix, old ass Chris Paul. We've proven we can beat Portland and Damian Lillard. I don't think Dallas has an answer for us. San Antonio Spurs, definitely not. They just got rid of DeMar DeRozan. He's back in
what?
I didn't know that either.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that.
No, he's part of that big blockbuster trade with
James Harden. I just watched DeMar DeRozan play with the Spurs yesterday.
Who Oladipo left and went to the Houston Rockets for the Pacers.
No, I'm saying
– oh, no. DeMar didn't go. He's still with
Spurs. Yeah, DeMar didn't leave anywhere. But that did have a bunch of people in it, though. There was like four teams in that trade.
Yeah, Victor Oladipo did go to Houston.
Victor Oladipo went to Houston. Then you got like Jared Allen and someone else went to the Cavs.
Weird trade.
Yeah, it was weird how they brought those two teams in there. And then like, but yeah, that's how it was. It was a big ass weird trade, four team trade. Rockets came out with four first rounders plus four swaps, like.
You're thinking of it.
But still, Rockets have a good setup for the future too. I like John Wall, man. I think they're in good hands.
I like that trade.
Yeah,
and they get rid of James Harden, who's being a dickhead to
him. Yeah, no, as a franchise, I think the Rockets made a great decision. Obviously, he wanted to go, so I mean that's number one. But number two, they made out well. They didn't make out like bad at all. They did well.
Yeah.
Other teams also benefited as well. Shoot, the Cavs getting Allen. I wish I would have got Allen. He's nice.
I like Jared Allen. He's a good basketball player.
They have so many bigs, though. The Cavs are like
– where did Chris – and Chris LeVert went to the Spurs – or the Pacers, right?
Yeah, I think so. Someone else went to the Cavs as well. I forget who, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a big-ass trade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody make a little something. So we'll see what Brooklyn does, man. Like y'all said, maybe I'm just crazy and they're going to be crazy.
Brooklyn's about to be unstoppable. That's probably the best three.
I definitely got my ass whooped on 2K tonight by them, so we'll see. They beat me by like 60, but I just stopped playing halfway through and would have made a sandwich. Oh, bro, I move on with the times. I'm a 2K21. Next gen, you can check your boy. No, you should get it, man. We're running leagues and everything still, so no, it's fun, dude. See what you got with Steph. No, man, but I appreciate you jumping on, D. This has been fun. We're gonna have you back.
Hell yeah, dude. You had to be back. No. We had to check schedules.
This is like the extra long episode. Next time we'll try to keep it. But when you get like this, we start talking over everything. Next time we'll try to chill it, but fuck, it's been so fun, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I know it's got some work tomorrow for sure. Some work, but it's been fun, man. It's gonna continue to be fun, man. We'll have you back for sure. Get you on for the next one. We gotta get you back for the boxing match. I'm gonna get you on Garcia and Dave. See our comparison. See what we come down with.
For sure. And I'm taking all bets on anybody listening. Take.
I would bet on that fight.
I'm taking all bets.
I would bet on that fight.
I got quick pay, Facebook pay.
Yeah, dude. We gotta get you on more. It's been fun. Hell yeah. But yeah, that's it, man.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything, man.
All right,
no man. Problem, appreciate man. You all listening. It's been that sure. Episode 5 CG podcast. Hey, man. Catch us next time, next week.
All right. See ya.
All right. Take it easy,
brother. Peace.